Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Lynn S. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Today is Tuesday, March the 9th, 2021, and we're continuing our study of the Big Book in the chapter More About Alcoholism on page 42, the third paragraph, quite as important. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Rhonda R., and readers of the text, Lois P. and Brandy M. The share ID for Monday, March the 8th, the 10 a.m. meeting, 16537. And this morning, Tuesday, March the 9th, the 7 a.m. meeting, 16543. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Lillian. Thank you. This is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater through God's grace. One day at a time, I'm not cured. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admit we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. And nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Terry H. And Rhonda R. will read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for your service. This is Rhonda R., grateful compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, reminding us to place principles before personality. And thank you. I'm grateful to have the chance to do service today.
Thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter More About Alcoholism, page 42, the third paragraph, quite as important. And we're reading and sharing on that one paragraph only. Lois P., could you get us started, please?
Absolutely. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, everyone. This is Lois P., gratefully, happily recovered in New York. Quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. I have since been brought into a way of living infinitely more satisfying and, I hope, more useful than the life I lived before. My old manner of life was by no means a bad one, but I would not exchange its best moments for the worst I have now. I would not go back to it even if I could. This is a beautiful, beautiful paragraph. Spiritual principles absolutely changed my life, and becoming infinitely more satisfying, yes. That word infinite captures my imagination, because this is what has happened for me, that I've, through this grace of this program and the wonderful people who have been guiding me and supporting me, I have become in touch with that infinity, that great presence, that divine supreme consciousness that I always knew about and would pray to and somehow learned about, but it never, never became a part of my being or a part of my daily living until this program, until Vision. And how did that happen? Through the spiritual principles that are offered to us in the program. And the principles are not something I had to try to figure out, because they're right here in the steps, admitting that I was really powerless. Even though I felt that my life was okay and I was powerful in other ways, really in general, I always had an anxiety, a fear, a feeling of separation from something. I didn't know what it was, but I felt separate. I was powerless in that regard, and only now that I've been connected to this power, this beautiful infinity, this exquisite intelligence that every day I offer my life to and do the best that I can to serve, it's been a miracle. Following through the steps, everything teaches us how to be in that union with that Supreme God, with that intelligence, with that love. And just knowing that our life was not what it should be, that we came to believe that something other than just our own will could direct us and guide us, and then surrendering to that greater self, that greater God, if we use that word, surrendering to God, and then checking ourselves, making sure, you know, what have we done? What's our life been about? Who have we harmed? Who has harmed us? Let's clean that up. Let's talk to God about those things through working with another human being. You know, let's get rid of that old baggage so that we can shine, so this infinite light and this beauty can shine through us. And then we ask God to lift these things. It's all here in the steps. These are the spiritual principles. These are the guidelines that are helping to save my life every day. And living as we move through the steps, making our amends, getting rid of the guilt, you know, shining that light of God's grace through anything that's holding us back. We eliminate those through the steps. And then we tend to live in 10, 11, and 12, where every day we make sure that we are living in connection to that infinite light, to that God, to goodness. Not that God, I mean to God. To goodness, it's right here in steps 10, 11, and 12. And then we serve. We try to bring others along into this beautiful life that we've been given so graciously and so gratefully. And thank you, Lynn, for the opportunity to have shared on this paragraph. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Lois P. The line is now open for sharing on what we just read. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared Monday or Friday, please step back and let others have their turn. And please, say your name just once. It does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share?
Ron DM.
Larry G.
Laura S.
Robin P.
Laura R.
Jordan L.
Okay, great. I've got our lineup then. Let me tell you who I did here. Brandy M, Larry G, Laura S, Robin P, Laura R, and Jordan L. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, friends. Brandy M, recovered compulsive reader in Alberta, Canada. What a beautiful paragraph. How could you not want to share on that? You know, it's like I've been taken out of my hell of compulsive eating, depression, you know, fear, resentment, anxiety, all of those things. That's the way I lived before. That's the way I lived for so many years is in those types of, you know, moods or character or whatever, angry at everyone. And, you know, the world did me wrong, right? All that blaming, shaming, whatever. And, you know, for the last year and a half, I haven't had to live there. And why haven't I had to live there? Because I've accepted, you know, a new approach and accepted the spiritual principles that would solve all my problems, right? And so going through the steps and doing what I need to do in those areas has brought me to, you know, now living in 10, 11, and 12 and living in God's grace, right? Like when... And it doesn't mean that those things don't come up for me today as far as, you know, do I still get angry? Do I still get upset? Do I still have resentments? Yes, of course I do, because I'm human. I'm a human being that has human emotions and has to get hurt feelings. And I'm still a sensitive person. Our, you know, compulsive overeaters are sensitive. Addicts are sensitive. And I am. And so, but today I can clean that up with a 10-step or, you know, look at my part, look at what's really going on, because I'm not so blocked by the food and by the character defects. And, you know, the spiritual principles that I strive for every day, it's like, you know, it's I can still show up arrogant, but I ask God to, you know, help me be humble. Just help me be humble. Help me, you know, take people for what they are and not act like I'm better than them, you know, and living in trust. You know, just really trusting and relying on that higher power and just leaning in when I think that my way might be better. It's like, no. Your way gets you back to what I described at the beginning of my share. That's how my way gets me. You know, my way gets me to 350 pounds eating compulsively and, you know, miserable. So I'm going to trust in these spiritual principles that God has laid at my feet and, you know, live in contentment and, you know, unselfishness. Before, all I did, I was so selfish. You know, it was all about me and what I could get from relationships. Today, it's like, no, how can I show up and be okay for other people and, you know, be of help? And so, you know, and living in honesty, that's one big thing that I've had to change is that, you know, I need to be real with what's happening for me. And so, you know, today I love living in love and forgiveness. And, you know, it opens my heart. It makes my heart so, like, happy to be in those things. And, you know, it's possible for everyone. You know, if you're new or you're struggling, just keep coming back and, you know, get into the work. I pray that you get the gift of desperation like I got. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Brandy M. Larry G., it's your turn, followed by Laura S. Welcome, Larry.
Good morning. My name is Larry G. I'm from California. Thank you, Rita, for kicking us off. Oh, one of the benefits of visions as I've decluttered my 12-step library. In OA, I only focus on the big book and the 12x12, and it has literally transformed my life. Quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all of our problems. And the most important word in that sentence to me is all. When I was going through the steps, my sponsor, my vision sponsor, I wrote at the bottom, never once during those strange mental states did it occur to me to go to God. I was a really good OA, a God man, when I'd come off these relapses, but that strange mental twist would occur where I think that I could now eat like a normal person. Without God, I am just a sick and dying drunk. And it says in the doctor's opinion, it says, they are restless, miserable, irritable, discontent, unless they can again experience the sense of ease and comfort which comes once by taking a few drinks, which they see others taking with impunity. You know, the old boys and girls in AA were right. The mainstays, they were right. There would become a time when I don't care how many 10 steps I wrote, how many meetings I attend, if I had the greatest sponsor in the world, how many four steps I wrote, there would become a time that I'd be crawling across the room in physical, emotional, and spiritual agony. And they would say, Larry, you better have a power greater than yourself because it's your only defense. And I feel the same is true. Just because I'm recovered doesn't mean that I'm not going to experience restlessness, irritability, and discontent. And I did. Twice in the last, since I, in May. And the power of that desire to compulsively eat came back so strong as if I had never attended a meeting. I never attended a vision meeting, as if I had not gone through the steps. And I intuitively, because I have not missed a meeting, because I've gone through steps, because I reach out to newcomers, because I have a sponsor, because I write 10 steps, I intuitively knew in that situation I was a goner unless I went to God. God solves all my problems, good and bad. And I find myself today asking God what I should wear today. I'm praying to God whether to sell my bike or not. I'm in fear for my life in the city I live in. It's not biker friendly. And I'm asking God, what is his will for me? Am I to sell this bike or not? I never considered those things before. Once I put the plug in the jug in AA, it was never about the booze. And the same thing, it's hard for us new people who come into a vision for you to understand that it's not about the food. It's about the strange mental twist. It's about God. It's about having a defense against the first bite. I am so grateful to be part of this program and to have discovered this. I'm out. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry G. Laura S., it's your turn, followed by Robin P. Please go ahead, Laura.
Hi, folks. I'm Laura S. from Michigan, and thank you for your service. I am a newbie to a vision for you. I've been listening almost every day for the last 2.5 weeks, and I have a sponsor within the last 2 weeks. And I've been abstinence from my alcoholic foods for almost 2 weeks, and living in the solution as much as I know, being so new. And I just want to let you know that when you share your experience, strength, and hope, it is so powerful to someone like me, a new person. I had an experience on Saturday in which I went to a place I thought I knew what to expect, and I was surprised by a buffet table of desserts, which are my alcoholic trigger foods. And the voices of people here living in the solution, experiencing God and a higher power, it came to me immediately, and I was able to walk by that table without partaking in those desserts, whereas before I would have just dove head first and been completely drunk and lost in the food. And that was on Saturday, and it was just a miracle. And I was just so grateful. And then on Sunday it rained. And it rained on my plans. And that's all it took for me to just to ignite that strange mental twist of, oh, it's raining today and I can't do X, Y, and Z like I had planned. So I am uncomfortable. I am uneasy. I don't know how to deal with these feelings. And even though I had turned my will over to God in the morning and had some wonderful time in scripture and just saying, dear Lord, please, not my will, but your will. In that moment in which I was weak, the last thing on my mind was God or these steps or reaching out to my sponsor. I just wanted what I wanted when I wanted. And I turned to food and I fell into food on Sunday. And it's been 3 days of a binge. So right now my mind is kind of scattered. I'm terrified to be on this call. My voice is shaking and my heart is pounding because my sponsor asked me to call and I didn't want to. You know, I want to seek refuge in isolation. But thank God for you being here today. And I'm going to any lengths I need to get out of this hell. And I started today surrendering my life to God. And I've been abstinent so far today. And I'm going to continue to surrender my food and my life to God to gain some traction and to work this program as if it's a lifeline. So I just want to say thank you, folks, for listening. And with that, Laura F. from Michigan will pass.
Thank you, Laura F. Robin P., it's your turn, followed by Laura R. Please go ahead, Robin.
Hi, thanks so much. This is Robin P. I'm very, very grateful. Recovered compulsive overeater, currently in Vero Beach, Florida. And, wow, you know, I love this paragraph. And quiet is important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. Boy, that is the truth. Because of myself, I'm nothing. The Lord did the work. I know if I could have solved my problems before this program, I would have. And because I tried everything I could think of. And I love that that he says, you know, my old manner of life was by no means a bad one. But, you know, you look at the paragraphs before, and that was pretty bad. You know, it's funny that he, you know, says my life wasn't such a bad one. He had such a bad bender that he got in a cab instead of going meeting his wife, and they didn't have cell phones in those days. You know, he went on a bender for several days with a cab driver, you know, and took off and disappeared into oblivion. That does not seem like a good life, good manner of life, and that's the disease, you know, that disease of denial. That just says it wasn't that bad. I can control it. You know, I've got this time. All of those lies, you know, and I'm so grateful that he says I would not change it best moments for the worst I have now. And I couldn't go back. I wouldn't go back, thank you, God. And I, you know, this is life on life's terms. I'm going to Mayo Clinic this week. There's some stuff going on neurologically with me. And, you know, I just get to keep showing up. There's, you know, stuff with my company, with manufacturing. I am powerless over everything. And my life has become unmanageable. But you know what? I get to turn it over to the care of God. And then I get to pray only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. And, you know, it's really, really important that I stay positively focused on what works. I already know what doesn't work, and I get to just really grow spiritually. That's what this is about, a reliance on God and being a blessing to God and my fellows. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day. I'm so grateful I got to share.
Thank you, Robin P. Laura R., it's your turn, followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Oh, oh my gosh. This paragraph is just perfect for just what's going on. And I just want to first share, this is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and member of this group in Colorado. And I just, for the newcomer, please stay. Please stay. Like, it's not easy. It is not easy. And I feel you. We've all been there in the beginning. You know, we've all been there. To put the food down is so, so scary. But it's so, so worth it. And I love the line that it would solve all my problems. You know, food is but a symptom. And, you know, the bedevilments on page 52, you know, can't control my emotional nature. I was a prey to misery and depression. I couldn't make a living, full of fear, all those things. Like, I got to sit down. That was me. You know, that is my truth. I was a tornado roaring through the lives of others. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, you know, on the outside. And I wasn't trying to play the face of who I wasn't trying to be an actor. But outside, I really, like, I was bouncy. I was happy. No one would really ever think that I was a rager behind the closed doors, but I was, you know, if you triggered me, I went off on you. And I married a man 10 years ago, and he had kids, 13, 12, 9. And I couldn't be a stepmom to them, you know, I couldn't. I was 34 years old. I had no idea what I was doing. I came in here, and we did the best we could, right? And I had 7 years of sobriety at the time, and all I wanted was just to be a better person, and I just couldn't, because every time I would get triggered, you know, and I would freak. And so thank God for recovery, and thank God I realized I had a food addiction, and thank God I, like, did the work, because yesterday I got to sit in front of my 22-year-old stepson, and we got to talk honestly about the past, which we've made amends before, but, like, just another level of truth and vulnerability. And just beauty and healing and recovery between the two of us and my stepdaughter yesterday, and what, you know, what it was like for them, and how we need to show up today, and how we need to stop going through their father, and how we need to start having conversations together and duke it out if need be, you know. It's just, oh my God, you know, I don't rage on my son anymore. I put coffee down a year ago, and the transformation has been electric. So if you're new, I am telling you, this program, God, the steps, each other, the fellowship, these meetings, all of it, it takes time. I've been in recovery for 17 years. And I've known the whole time, I swear to God, it gets better. I'm just going to keep coming. I remember a woman told me she had 7 years of sobriety. She was going through something. She's like, I promise, Laura, it gets better. And I trusted her. And it does. But it doesn't mean that I'm not walking through the fire, you know, and then I'm coming out this shiny, beautiful thing. And so I'm just absolutely, thank you. I'm absolutely grateful for this program. And please just stay, keep coming back, do the work. It's worth it. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura R. Jordan L., it's your turn. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning. I think it's Lynn moderating. Thank you for moderating this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and very grateful to be on a meeting tonight, or this morning, with other compulsive overeaters and abstinent. And I definitely, these lines are very moving. And I think that they're even more moving after, like, a little bit of time, you know. I related to Fred's story very much when I got here, because that's how it had happened for me. I had had this relapse that, I don't know, it took me a year and a half to admit that I was back in the food. You know, it took a year and a half and 40 pounds to admit that I was back in the food. And but it was like Fred, it had happened at the end of a perfect day, you know. So I could relate to Fred right away when I got here, but it's taken me some time to relate to this way of life being infinitely more satisfying, or the discovery that spiritual principles solve all my problems. When I identify as recovered, like, what I mean is that I've recovered from compulsive overeating. Like, I don't do that anymore. I by no means mean that everything else is perfect or hunky-dory all the time. It's the exact opposite, actually. Like, I mean that I don't compulsively overeat anymore, no matter what my circumstances, no matter what's going on in my sometimes crazy, chaotic life, you know. but I think what he's talking about here, I think that's emotional sobriety. The discovery that spiritual principles will solve all of my problems, you know? and that's just something that has come to me a little bit more slowly. I gotta say that, like, it's like the same with physical sobriety. Like, sometimes it's about white knuckling it, you know, until you get to the other side. And you're able to look back with some clarity. So I agree. I also relate to Fred in this idea of the old manner of life by no means being a bad one. I can't demonize what the past, basically. I have to stay in the present, you know. So anyway, with that all passed, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan L. For those of us who might have come on the line a little bit later, we're continuing our study of the big book in the chapter More About Alcoholism, page 42, the third paragraph, quite as important. The line is now open for sharing on what we just read. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Monday or Friday, please step back and let others have their turn. And please say your name just once. It does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share?
Annabelle.
I didn't get anybody there.
Annabelle.
Okay, I heard Anna, and then there was somebody R.
Aura, O-R-A, Aura R.
Okay.
Mary S.
Was that Mary S?
Mary Ann, S as in Sam.
Thank you.
Aura R, O-R-A.
I got you, thank you, Aura.
Thanks.
So I have Anna L, Aura R, Marianne S. Who else would like to share?
Liz A.
Anyone else? All righty, let's go with that lineup then. We have Anna L., Aura R., Marianne S., and Liz A. Please go ahead, Anna.
Hi, it's actually Annabelle Z., but thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Annabelle. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and restrictor in Everett, Washington, and I'm so grateful to be on the line this morning and every morning. I just felt the need to share this morning. I love words, and so sometimes I've taken in the last 5 months or so since I've been in OA to sometimes look up these words, even though I've read this book for many years. And one of the words that I looked up this morning was principles. We think we know, you know, what principles mean because it's a common word. But for me, I had to look it up to see that it means a personal or specific basis of conduct or management. And I thought that was there's several definitions, but I thought that was just so apropos because in the paragraph before, he says they outlined the spiritual answer and program of action. And in this paragraph, he says, it was quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problem. This whole thing of action in the program is a spiritual answer, and the principles are how we conduct ourselves or how our lives are managed. Another definition was an accepted or professed rule of action or conduct. And that word hit me like we're all about, we have to accept the things we cannot change. And I have to, in step one, accept that my life didn't work. And then I really have to accept that this program is going to work. And that was the difference for me when I came into OA in October compared to when I came in twice in the 1990s. I didn't accept, that I had really was a compulsive overeater. Like, I just, you know, occasionally binged. That didn't mean I had a disease, right? Everybody binges. Everybody would joke about it, you know, oh, I ate a whole pint of ice, whatever, you know. And I also didn't accept that this program could work until last October. I know it works for me in other areas of my life. I'd never accepted that it could possibly work for this. So as I dove in and accepted that, okay, I really have no power over food. Like I cannot stop eating when I start. And there was no stopping. Like I just never stopped. I just kept eating. And I accepted and absolutely knew that this program would solve all my problems. And it was a very spiritual shift. And like someone said, it just keeps getting better. I accepted and then I did the work, and I got to remember the resistance on this new way of doing the four step. And yet I said, okay, this is how God wants me to do it. This is what the sponsor says, and she has what I want. And I didn't. And now I have a life that's infinitely more satisfying, infinitely, like satisfying doesn't even cut it. I mean, I just have peace and freedom. And of course, that's what the satisfaction was, what we were looking for in food, but it never worked. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Annabelle. Aura R., it's your turn, followed by Marianne S. Good morning, Aura. Press star 1 to unmute, Aura.
Thank you. I'm Aura R., compulsive overeater, and today is day 17 of this go round, and I'd like to say it's my first go round, but it's not. This is the sixth time I've tried to work a program, but what's different this time is what it talks in the paragraph about those spiritual principles that solve all my problems. I couldn't let go of the foods until this time. I just feel more hopeful. I heard different words. I saw a different view of looking at it, and that is to think of it as alcoholic foods. You know, I work another program, and I work it well, successfully, but until I thought of food as alcoholic foods, you know, it was like opening my eyes for the first time and not using the word slip in regards to myself when I would binge on those alcoholic foods. I crave what can kill me. And using the word relapse is so important in my mind so that I can stick to those spiritual principles and apply them. You know, it talked about this old manner of life was no means a bad one, but it was my self-will, and it was that soul suicide for me. And it says, you know, I would not go back to it even if I could. Even on day 17 today, I just see this much clearer way of going forward. You know, I don't have to do that constant yo-yo dieting driven by self-will. I don't have to, I choose today not to even touch one of my alcoholic foods in any form, whether it's fifth on the list or tenth on the list. You know, it says in the big book, we will not imbibe an alcohol in any form. And that's become true for me here, because once I take that first bite, it's going to set off that mental obsession. And I can't afford to do that today. And I don't want to do that. You know, I want to live in that happy, joyous, and free, in that peace of serenity. And working with a sponsor that pointed out how my alcoholic thinking of the big book has changed by looking at it in a way through visions in a different pair of glasses. So thank you. And thank everybody for showing up and answering the phones when I call. That's really important to me. I do reach out. I'll pass.
Thank you, Aura R. Marianne S., it's your turn, followed by Liz A. Please go ahead, Marianne.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Marianne S., as in Sam, recovered compulsive overeater, lives with the solution. So I have since been brought into a way of living infinitely more satisfying and I hope more useful than the life I lived before. That is so I thought I was a good person before, and I was a good person before. And I didn't think I had to change much, right? But the person that I am today, working this program, living in steps 10, 11, 12, is so much better than the person I was before. Before, I was a reactor, and I reacted, you know, loudly, and I reacted with tears, and I was very much it was either a high or a low. There was nothing really in between, and that's in all aspects. If I was sad, that's what it was. I was really, really sad, and if I was happy, I was really, really happy. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but who I am today is I pause when agitated and doubtful. And when I'm feeling restless, irritable, and discontent, I send in a tenth step. And I'm learning all of the angles of that as well. I had a sad thing happen last week, and I didn't realize, oh, pardon me, I did. I thought I should do a 10th step on this, but I didn't know how it affected me in the restless, irritable, and discontent thing. So I sent it anyways. And my sponsor said that I did good with that, that it's not just about restless, irritable, and discontent, unless discontent includes sadness and sorrow and stuff like that. But what I'm getting at is that the person that I was before, I love her. I love her. She brought me to this spot where I am today, and I would not change this for anything. Not for anything. And one day at a time, I get to have this this beautiful program and talk to beautiful people like you guys and learn from your recovery and share my recovery. And that's just a miracle. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Marianne S. Liz A., it's your turn. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. This is Liz A. from Michigan. I've gotten on this line a few times, but I still get nervous. I am recovering from compulsive overeating, bulimia, anorexia, and I've been in program a long time. And I'm never done. I'm never done. The thing that really struck me about the reading today, the living infinitely more satisfying, what I know is that my life was on a trajectory to hell with my binging and shame and self-hatred and abuse of myself, and it was going to get progressively worse on that trajectory. And so what OA has helped me with, and I'm continuing on this journey, is a trajectory that's far better, that's infinitely better. And that trajectory, as long as I stay on this path with God and my fellows, it will get infinitely better. There is no in between. I'm either rowing my boat or I'm drifting downstream. You know, I can rest on my laurels for a minute, and then the insanity strikes. And I have a disease of thinking. I don't just have a food addiction. And that was hard for me coming in because I just, you know, early on thought that if the food was checked and I got this weight thing under control and this purging thing under control, all would be well. And what I realized in moments of clarity when I first came in was that I had many more problems that refused to be solved by self-will alone. And so one day at a time, I've heard some really amazing shares today. Yes, I was a rager, and I just was out of control, and I was like, who is this person? And I already was a Christian, already had a relationship with God. And when I was, as I was putting the food down and all the addictive behaviors, he was showing me who I really was, hiding behind all those masks. And so today I'm on a so much better path. I'm a sane person most of the time. And when I'm not, I own it. And it's the beauty of the honesty and the beauty of being able to accept myself and still love myself, that saying that we'll love you until you love yourself, really that has been a long process of what OA and Vision is helping me. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz A. We have time for 1 2-minute share. Who would like that time?
This is Ziesel. Can I share?
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
With a Z.
V-I-S.
Oh,
sorry. No, we got somebody. Thank you. Is it Ziesel?
Oh, no,
V-I-S-O?
With an L. I mean, the other person can go if she wants to go. It's okay. Or I'll just take like 30 seconds.
Please go ahead.
Okay, hi, this is Ziesel E. from the Chicago area, and I'm new here, and I wanted to share that on that paragraph, the idea of solving all my problems, everything, you know, when I read that the first time, it just doesn't seem realistic, and that's kind of always been my problem with the big book is being too analytical and parsing the words, and I'm trying to keep an open mind. And I wanted to say that hearing everybody's shares really helps me to try to keep an open mind about what that means, you know, especially the idea that we have to keep rowing the boat, that everything isn't going to be necessarily perfect in life. We're still human and we're still going to have problems. Even if we can use the program to stop our overeating, it just helped me. So I'm still wrapping my brain around, you know, what it means. And it's just, I'm hopeful now to be back in after trying it 10 years ago. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. And thank you to everyone who shared. And thank you to Team Tuesday. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Brandy M., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sure. Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transcend something you have with God. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us if you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe until then. Thank you.